Hello, it's Tuesday, May 31st, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, and this is show number 7. First, I should mention that the show is on Tuesday because yesterday being Memorial Day, everybody was busy. Today will be a little bit more abbreviated. It's just Keith and myself. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feedback, flames, anything else like that, send us an email at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc and check out our website at www.dreamstation.cc. You can get video game news, reviews, you can download the weekly MP3 of the show and set your podcast feed up. And this week, like I said on the panel, it's just Keith and myself.
Hello.
This week, we are going to talk about the poll results from last week, a little bit on G4 Tech TV, the Phantom Game Console, the PSP, GameStop, the Nintendo Revolution release date, the video game voice actors, the Sony PlayStation 3 compatibility, and the Xbox 360.
Next topic.
So, in our weekly housekeeping, I did want to say thank you to everybody that has downloaded the show and listened to it. I always kind of feel weird about asking for votes at Podcast Alley. We have 23 votes already, so thank you guys that have voted. If you do like the show, www.podcastalley.com. I got some emails asking, what do we get for first place? We don't really get anything other than more people listening to the show. So I would like to welcome new listeners. We have had over 640 downloads already.
Thank you, people. You really like us.
One other thing I wanted to hit on was, why a Monday show? Doesn't it come out until Wednesday? Well, the biggest reason is that we record the show late Monday night. Then I go off and edit for maybe an hour or two before I fall asleep. Tuesday, I come home from work, finish editing up the show. We can't get it uploaded until Wednesday. We do this as a hobby. We don't do this full time. Otherwise, it would be a little bit different.
No, it wouldn't.
Next topic.
The question last week was, if you could get one and only one next-gen console, would it be the Nintendo Revolution, the Xbox 360, or the PlayStation 3? 16 votes, 56% of the people said PlayStation 3. That would be 9 people voting for PlayStation 3, 4 people voting Xbox, and 3 people voting Nintendo. Some of the comments that were left on the forum topic. Crom said he will be going with the X360 because of its proven online service. He's worried about the PlayStation 3's price. We had heard rumors that the PlayStation was going to be, you know, upwards $400, $500, so.
I still don't think it's going to do that because part of the console's success is it's affordable, so it hits the people that don't have the money for, you know, to drop on a computer. I think it's going to be like $300. That seems to be the general price of consoles, and I don't think they'll stray too far from that.
Sunfire66 owns a PlayStation 2, so she'll be getting the PlayStation 3 because of the backwards compatibility factor. Especially when a system's new, a lot of people want to be able to play their old games on the new system. Now, have you ever played any old PlayStation 1 games on your PlayStation 2?
Yes, I have. I've actually played a handful of PlayStation 1 games on 2.
I think you've just given us the question for next week. It would be, how important is backwards compatibility in a console? Very important, somewhat important, or not at all. www.dreamstation.cc, and over on the left-hand side, there will be a forums area. This question will be posted in the general forums by the time you're listening to this. One of the other comments we got, Wet Jimmy. Sony has a tendency to overpromise and underdeliver. Wet Jimmy is also tired of Nintendo's regurgitating its old titles, the same Zelda, Mario, and Metroid titles. So he is going with the Xbox 360. Redeema kind of responded to Wet Jimmy's comments and said all the systems are regurgitating titles and hardware, not just Nintendo. He did go to E3 this, a week or two ago. He is going with Nintendo due to first-party titles, again, Mario, Zelda, and Metroid. Also that he has lack of broadband in his area. So if you could get one and only one, Keith, what system would you buy?
I would go with the PlayStation 3, mainly because playing the PlayStation has been like my primary console for, well, PlayStation came out. And don't get me wrong, Xbox is cool, and the way they did Xbox Live is sweet.
So, I agree with you. If I was going to pick one and only one, I would do the PS3, but I'll probably own at least the Xbox and the PlayStation. I'll probably end up picking up the Nintendo too, so.
Well, that's the other problem with Nintendo, is that most of the multiplayer game, you have the Nintendo for our little gaming group. Really need another one, because when we're all together, I mean, we play a lot of Nintendo games, but we only need one.
They're all multiplayer, and most of the multiplayer games are pretty good.
Next topic.
G4 Tech TV, some news that Kevin Rose has left Tech TV. I don't know how many of you guys listening actually pay attention to G4/Tech TV. I watched it quite a bit when it was Tech TV. Since G4 came along, it kind of brought the quality down. Kevin Rose left. He's doing more technical stuff, www.system.org. He is getting into internet deliverable media like TV shows that you can download through BitTorrent. He's going to get into a lot more of the techie stuff. One of of his complaints was that they kept dumbing down the shows. So it used to be called the Screensavers, and they would take on-air live phone calls from people with computer questions, comments, or problems, and they would basically just solve the problem for you right there on the phone. You don't have Tech TV, do you?
No.
Okay, so I guess you don't have too much comment on this one.
The only time I've seen it is when I was over at your house, and you have it on.
I watch X-Play. I watch a little bit of Attack of the Show, and that's about it. I mean, there isn't a lot on there. And even, you know, X-Play, I realize that it's not Morgan and Adam Sessler playing all of those games. It's the interns. They've even kind of said that on the air. But again, it's just entertainment when I'm sitting in the living room and I can't be playing games.
Next topic.
Infinium Labs Phantom Console. It was not at E3 this past year. It was at E3 the previous year, 2004. I don't think it's going to come out. I know there was that was the joke of the brunt of a lot of jokes that the Phantom console would be a Phantom. All hype, all talk. They said they probably won't have enough capital to finish producing the console. It's probably just going to die out and be just a memory. I don't think this news surprises anyone. Basically just a computer that you're supposed to download broadband content and you pay a monthly subscription fee. Because it's a computer, you need your mouse and your keyboard. So they actually have kind of a cool laptop keyboard stand where the keyboard can actually get your mouse under there and use it and use the keyboard at the same time. I wouldn't be too super surprised if they do put that out as a standalone thing that you can buy, especially with like laptops. I can't use the little tiny laptop keyboards. This, I would use something like that. Gaming, I play City Heroes on the laptop a lot. I would rather do this than, you know, sitting on the floor with a mouse plugged in, taking up the whole coffee table. So.
And like I said, I always look at the finance stuff of it. Their stocks have just plummeted. Not that it was a lot of money to begin with. It was like $1 a share at the beginning of the year. It's like 11 cents or something as of last week. Yeah, they have capital problems.
Yeah, they do.
Next topic.
The PSP. I own a PSP. Ivan, who is not on the show, he'll be very sparse on the show. Just as a side note, he had to move and he has lost some of his broadband access. So he'll be making guest appearances. He won't be a staple. He has a PSP. I know everybody's played with PSP. We've gone into reviews, etc.
I want one.
You know what? I've been into Best Buy several times trying to pick up a new game, and they're the same, you know, six or eight or however many games there are, and, you know, it's like most gaming systems. Even if it has 20 games, it has four that you want. So I have the games I want. Tony Hawk, Metal Gear Acid, Lumens. I want some new games now. It's about time. They've done a firmware update. For those of you who own a PSP, you can either go to Sony's website and download the firmware and then pump it through to your PSP, or if you have the wireless internet connection, you can just go in there and it'll do an auto update, which is pretty cool.
Pimping the movies with that thing, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I've been seeing commercials for, what was the one with Ice Cube, the babysitting the kid?
Are we there yet?
I saw a commercial for the, are we there yet? You know, also available on PSP, and I saw that for a couple movies.
We there yet? That exact movie, when we were just in Best Buy this past weekend, Heather and I, cost $28.95 at Best Buy. I ain't paying $30, and I sure ain't paying $30 for that movie. So the movies are a little more expensive on UMD than they are on DVD, which, again, I'm not sure why.
Portability.
There's 70 movie titles available today. They said hundreds more by the end of the year. Resident Evil 2 and House of Flying Daggers have both sold over 100,000 copies each. So they're selling. People are buying them.
It just seems like they're trying to pimp it as a movie thing more than the game.
Not movies so much, but multimedia in general. I mean, that show we just mentioned, System. I'll download shows like that, and I'll throw them on my PSP, and whenever I want to watch them, if we're in the car going somewhere that's an hour and a half away, I watch all kinds of shows. I mean, I even brought it with us to the movies when we went to see Star Wars, and I was showing everybody the Killzone 2 trailer and stuff. Really cool idea. It needs some more games. It needs to get a little bit more, I don't know, aimed at the gaming and less maybe at the media a little bit. But, yeah, I guess they're doing well. I'm not buying any UMDs, especially for more money than a DVD.
Again,
comes.
I think this is another one where you have to basically wait and see how it pans out. Since it's a new system, I would think that they're just trying to get the name out there as much as they possibly can.
While we're talking about PSPs, I picked up the Logitech PlayGear Pocket. What that is, it's for $20. It's like a clear shell that your PlayStation Portable sits inside of, and you can close it. It's got a lid. You can also use it as a stand. You can open this thing up and kind of flip it back, and it's a little mini stand. It was $20. And I got it basically to protect the PlayStation Portable. I was using that little nylon sleeve case that it comes with. I'm scared to just throw it in my laptop bag or throw it, you know, in the back seat of the car. I'm just scared about getting it scratched up. I'm pretty anal about that type of stuff. So I bought this thing. It was $20. It was a little expensive. I would say it should be worth $10 to $15. You can actually play the PlayStation while it's inside of this case. It's a little hard to hit the left and right trigger. But aside from that, it's got a little, you know, openings for your finger to touch the network adapter switch on and off, the power. You can stick the PlayStation USB cord in there. You can it has a hole for the headphones jack, and you can have it flipped up so it's kind of like a visor if you're playing it and there's sunlight glare and stuff. Like I said, for $20, it's probably just a hair expensive, but it was better than some of the other cases. It adds a little bit of bulk to the PlayStation, but it's not like some of those other cases. There was like an aluminum case that I was thinking about buying, cardboard box that a PC game would come in, and that's starting to get so big where you can't even throw it in a backpack anymore. So I guess I would recommend it. I would just, you know, if you have a little bit extra money, you don't mind spending $20 on top of an already expensive system and accessories. It's not too bad. Because it's clear plastic, the PlayStation sits on this rubber, like a little tiny rubber, maybe quarter inch thick mat to keep it from bouncing around in there. You can pull that rubber out, and it's kind of like a clear CD case where you can pull that plastic thing out, and if you are so inclined, you can print out on your computer or whatever, cut it out and slap it in there and kind of personalize it, and you can even change it. So it's kind of like faceplate skins type of thing. You got to do it manually. I'm not super big into that, so I don't know if I would do something like that, but I know that's a selling point that they were saying.
Next topic.
GameStop. Maybe a month ago, we kind of expressed our disdain for GameStop. After seeing Star Wars, I wanted to play Knights of the Old Republic, so my wife was out and about. I had her stop at our local GameStop here and pick up the Xbox version of KOTOR 1, which is on sale. It's like $19.99. So she picked it up. They started kind of harassing her about, did she order her Xbox 360? They're already on the second shipment, and if I don't order one right that day, I won't possibly get it before the holidays. Stuff like this bothers me, because first of all, you can't be on the second shipment. They haven't even said the first shipment's coming out. How can you be on the second shipment?
I've walked out of GameStop already without buying what I initially went in there for because of that. I found if you swear at the guy, they tend to stop trying to give you stuff.
I don't want your free magazine. I don't want to buy your 10% off of pre-played games. Give me what I have in my hand. I'm already got it. I'm standing in line. It's not like you're coming over asking, can I help you with anything? Let me buy my damn game and let me be done with it. So I won't get one before the holidays, apparently. The Xbox is sold out everywhere, and they'll never get one. This is the same thing they said with the PlayStation Portable, and Best Buy had a billion of them. So it's going to be the same thing.
That really bothers me when they do that.
When they said pre-order, we're not talking $5 down. They wanted $50. You could get hit by a bus in the time between now and when this thing finally comes out. That's $50 you're giving them. We're 6 months away, at least 6 months away.
Next topic.
Nintendo Revolution. Nintendo has kind of set a release date. The Nintendo folks said that the Revolution would mirror the way that they rolled out the Nintendo DS. What that means, for those of you who don't know, it will be out in the United States around November 2006, then it will go to Japan, then it will roll out to the rest of the world around March of 2007. So if you are kind of European gamer, you got a while to wait. Xbox 360 is kind of aiming for a worldwide launch, and PlayStation 3 had said that they were going to maybe switch it up and release in the United States, followed very closely by Japan / the rest of the world, so whatever.
I just don't understand, again, I'm not into the whole marketing thing of that. Why would you not just do a worldwide release? What is the point?
Good question.
Some reason, and I don't know what it is. I mean,
if any of you guys out there know, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, let us know why video game companies release things region by region rather than worldwide.
Next topic.
Okay, the video game voice actors. Picketed E3. They want bigger portions of the profits. They want more pay for their work up front. I want to say $275, but I might be wrong. That's what the game industry is giving them per hour today. They are not incentive-based, meaning, Keith, if I want you to voice act for my game, I'll give you $250 an hour, $275 an hour, whatever it is. And when you're done, you're done. You take your check and you go home. If I make you voice act for Grand Theft Auto and it sells a trillion billion copies, you just have the money that you were given before. They want percentages if games hit certain plateaus of sales, like 100,000, 200,000, etc. The Screen Actors Guild, they're petitioning the Screen Actors Guild to kind of get their support. I don't know a whole lot of voice actors that I'm willing to to, I mean, it doesn't matter to me who's in the movie. If a video game is based on a movie, maybe I'll want those voice actors in there. You know, I wouldn't mind Tobey Maguire voice acting for Spider-Man. I don't mind, as a matter of fact, I want certain voices in there, such as James Earl Jones doing the voice of Darth Vader. That's good. That's fine. Once you're outside of a well-known celebrity, I don't really care who voices, you know, Mario.
What is it? Grand Theft Auto 3. That was cool that they had Ray Liotta and all them in there. I mean, at least I thought it was.
No, I agree with you. And Samuel L. Jackson for the newer one. These weren't big name
Danny Trejo.
Actors.
Who can forget Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo is in everything. These aren't big name actors that are the guys picketing. These are just the average Joe Schmo. And they're saying no more than 15% of all games are produced under union contracts. 9 of the last 10 top sellers for the year are these part of this 15%. One of these guys that was kind of opposing the strike was saying that 99% of all video games, the voice actors are irrelevant. Replace one voice actor with another actor and nobody even knows the difference.
Next topic.
Our buddies at Sony have said they will be openly adopting world standards that have good technical reputations. They're referring to is that the PlayStation 3, they will be supporting SD cards, memory stick duos, and all these different types of memory. They're saying that these are the same, these are proven technologies, we're not going to go off, be independent, and invent our own thing. The kind of funny thing about that is that they invented their own thing with UMD. These Memory Stick Duo is not the current major memory stick that was in the market right now. They're saying, oh yes, we want to follow these standards. They're not following any standards. They're the ones that are smack dab in the middle of the whole Blu-ray versus whatever the other format is for the next-gen DVD types for HD DVD content.
Next topic.
The Xbox 360, rumor has it that it will be shipping by Thanksgiving. Also, some exec at Microsoft was quoted as saying it will be in the neighborhood of $300 when it comes out, which is kind of about what we were all thinking that would come out at. I mean, $300 is the ideal price, mm-hmm. I think, for consoles these days. That's why I would be surprised if you and I both agreed. We would be surprised if the PlayStation 3 shipped for a whole lot more than that. They did change their stance lately. The MTV debacle and the E3's first showing, they have kind of press conferences, and we had covered this a couple weeks ago before E3 starts, where they have their little spiel about the Xbox 360. They were portraying it as the biggest, most powerful, best horsepower box machine, and look how beefy the stats are. It's not about graphics and sound now, it's about the games. Come out of the gate saying, look at our hardware, look how wonderful it is, we can do all these things, look at Xbox Live, look at all these extra features that Xbox Live will have. It will incorporate this and that, and you can have your picture on there and your gamer card and everything. PlayStation 3 come out with stats that blew the Xbox kind of out of the water, so they've maybe reevaluated their stance and said, it's not about all that. It's not about Xbox Live and anything else. Those are all adding to the main attraction, which is, in our case, the games. That's Nintendo's philosophy, so I don't know if they were aware of it. That's Nintendo's whole motto, is it's all about the games. Nintendo doesn't care about all this other stuff. That's why I have a lot of respect for them, even though they may be in third place today with the consoles.
I really don't know how much it's going to hurt them, because it's just going to be the hardcore people that actually pay attention to, you know, the E3 and all that kind of stuff. The regular public, what they did the MTV thing for, is still looking at Xbox as, wow, you're just the greatest thing ever.
Sony has used that already, and they're going to even more in the future. That the whole big thing with the MTV was the Xbox guy saying, you are looking at the world's most powerful console. When PlayStation 3 comes out, it's not going to be the world's most powerful console anymore, because the PlayStation stats are a lot more beefy, and I'm hardcore gamer or not.
It's definitely backpedaling. Come on, man. You know as well as anyone that you're still going to buy an Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And a PlayStation 3, and I will as well.
We had got into this a little bit on the forums, that the guy who's kind of in charge of running the Dreamcast, he's in some important capacity, he's involved with the Xbox 360, so it was just funny, this guy was talking about the Dreamcast come out first, and it failed horribly. It wasn't well received at all. I mean, I had one and I liked it. You guys played it, said it was decent. But this guy's in charge now of yet another system. It might be the second coming of the Dreamcast, where this thing comes out first, isn't embraced, Sony will come along behind and just clean its clock.
Next topic.
Well, that's this week's show. This was show number 7. I would like to thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions or comments or feedback, or want to, you know, answer some of our questions we posed earlier in the show, which is region by region release instead of worldwide release, video game show at dreamstation.cc. Visit our website, www.dreamstation.cc. The news, the podcast feed, the weekly MP3, the forums, the previews, the reviews, etc., etc., etc. Sarah, I'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope to have you back same time next week. Do you have anything else?
Not really. Have a good one.
All right. Later.